Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Greetings, humans. You have entered the command zone, your destination for all aspects of Elder Dragon Highlander. Enjoy your stay.
How's it, everybody? Welcome to a very special episode of the Command Zone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Josh Lee Kwai.
And I'm your other host, Rachel Weeks.
And we're here with very special guest, Mr. Infect.
What's up? Craig Blanchett.
Craig is here because he is an expert on the topic we are discussing today.
Yeah, there's been a lot of discussion post-Phyrexia All Will Be One about the poison counter rule in Commander. And the big question we're trying to answer today is, should that rule change?
Yeah.
Is 10 enough?
A lot of hubbub. You know, a lot of scuttlebutt, as they say.
Well, yeah, as they say.
Around the... I just want to say scuttlebutt. It's a fun word, right? A lot of talk in the community because, like you said, All Will Be One brings with it the toxic mechanic, more ways to add poison counters. And poison counters always kind of a contentious, controversial topic because...
To who?
Because in Commander, right, we raised the life total from 20 to 40, but we didn't change the number of poison counters it takes to knock out a player. So every time poison kind of comes up as a subject, there are vocal people and a lot of people sort of asking the question, you know, should the poison number that it takes to knock you out, should it change for Commander? Since so many cards are getting added, I think this is a good time to discuss it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to try and at least give our opinions on today. But before we get into it, we got to talk about our sponsors, cardkingdom.com/command. All Will Be One. It is, at the time you're watching this, either already out or about to come out. Card Kingdom, either way, will have all the stuff you want. They're going to have the booster boxes, the collector's boosters, they have that cool bundle thing that's like a foil box. I think it's behind us here somewhere. Yeah.
Look at this thing.
Yeah.
It's like oily. It's cool.
That's where you get the black.
Really sweet.
Black oil foils.
Is that the only way to get them?
I don't know if it's the only way. Don't quote me because I never know how you get exactly what cards these days. Well, actually, but I do know how you get them. You go to cardkingdom.com/command.
Yep.
Yeah. Go open the mail.
That's right.
That is the smartest way to do it, usually.
Yeah. Yep. And Card Kingdom is great because if you order a bunch of stuff, it all comes in one package. That's what I really love about them. If you're building a brand new, let's say you're Craig, Toxic or Infect deck, and you order 60 cards, it's great to get it from one retailer because it's all going to come at one time. So cardkingdom.com/command.
And it's great to buy the cards when you're building a new deck, but you're going to need lots of accessories to go with it. You're going to need the sleeves to protect those cards. You're going to need a deck box to keep it separate from your hundreds of other decks.
Hundreds, wow.
Yeah, you're going to need the playmat to match the deck that you're playing. You need at least three playmats to bring with the decks so you match everything. It's an intimidation tactic, like a peacock.
That's true. When somebody pulls out and they got like sleeves, deck box, and playmat matching, I'm like... This person is serious.
Yeah, they put some thought into this.
And that person has been to ultrapro.com/command to pick up all of the accessories to intimidate their opponents. What I like about Ultra Pro is the dice. They're very clear and they're very clean and they're great to use, especially on spell table, is where I use them the most. Make sure you're representing your board state accurately so you're playing well and your opponents can play well against you. Again, you can get all of that stuff at ultrapro.com/command.
And of course, the final way to support all of our content is directly if you go to patreon.com/command zone. Patrons get all kinds of cool benefits like watching extra turns and game nights a day early. We also shout out one lucky patron on every single episode, and this episode is dedicated to Tobias Schruffel. It's
thanks,
the umlaut. I never
I saw that.
Schruffel or something. It's that huh sound that I'm not good at making.
I thought it was like, oh, I don't know.
The umlaut is oh, right?
Yeah.
My German's not great.
Thanks, yeah. Tobias. We Tobias. Appreciate you. You rock.
You do rock.
Let us know how bad we all butchered.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do is say it like five times, and then
that
one
way,
of them was
one
right.
of them's correct.
Yeah. Yeah,
makes sense.
There you go. Just play the
you
odds.
Just offended them four times.
It's okay. My last name gets pronounced like crazy ways you would never, so it's fine. Okay.
Josh Lee Quay.
Yeah. Leaky Walkie, I got once.
Whoa!
That's not even close. Okay.
Were you talking to John Travolta?
No.
Okay.
And the award goes to Josh Leaky Walkie.
I'd be fine because that would mean I'm getting an Oscar, so it'd be totally fine.
That would be cool.
All right.
Let's get into it.
Does the poison rule need to change? That is our main topic today. Mm-hmm. Infect, famously, a terrifyingly fast aggro strategy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Quote unquote, even better in Commander because you do only need to deal the 10 damage still. Mm-hmm. It didn't change from like Modern or Legacy.
Right.
Whereas other aggro strategies that are burn or things like that
tend
to get a lot worse. Even though you have to kill three players, so it is worse.
I think there's, and I think that's a big calculation there, is you have to kill three players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's an aggro strategy, so doing that in one fell swoop is very tough. Yeah, I think there's definitely arguments where if we raise the amount of poison counters, do we reduce the amount of players?
Let's not get into it there, but I'm just saying, like, aggro is, infect is a thing that exists and is scary to people because it does kind of hit you out of nowhere.
I think it's so scary because it's a very aggressive strategy on turn two.
Yeah.
And it's not, usually when you're fighting an aggro strategy in Commander, it's like turn five or turn six, they start really hitting you for the numbers.
Right.
But infect, that train starts on turn two. You play a one drop, they pump it up, you have four infect counters all of a sudden, and you're like, oh my God, I just cast a signet.
It feels like they're almost playing a different game than you signed up for sometimes too. So it is always contentious. And now we have All We Won adding a bunch of new toxic poison proliferate cards to the mix. And this has a lot of people asking the question, as we said, is it time to increase the number of poison counters needed to knock out a player in Commander?
Mm-hmm.
Should we go to 15? Should we go to 20? Should it just stay at 10? It's even a question that we know the Rules Committee is considering. We know that obviously from the inside of the CAG, Rachel, but also publicly Sheldon has posted about it on Twitter. In fact, you have the quote right here.
Yeah, Sheldon tweeted recently, "We understand that the new toxic ability from Phyrexia All Will Be One has folks asking about raising the number of poison counters in Commander. We'll keep an eye on how it goes, but don't see a need to take action before we've experienced the cards out in the wild." Which is, of course, how we handle basically everything, is we're not going to ban anything until anything happens.
With one exception.
So Sheldon means they're looking at it.
Yeah, but they're aware of it. They're not like saying it's totally not a thing we would consider. They're saying,
absolutely,
hey, it's worth consideration, but we're going to do our due diligence and wait a little while before we make any decisions.
Yeah.
So that means it's on the table. It's not like a thing that is just like, no, we'll never do that, like, as far as change the rule.
Absolutely. So a big thing to mention before we get too deep into it is the main difference between toxic, poisonous, and infect, which is something that we've gotten wrong before, and I want to make sure I'm very clear on. Infect,
the difference is, because
the
there's a number,
is,
right?
Yeah.
Infect is the most different from all of them. Infect can be dealt with non-combat damage. Infect, when it deals damage to creatures, deals damage in -1/-1 counters. And it scales with the power of the creature. So if it's a 2/2, it deals 2 poison counters. If it's a 3/3, it deals 3. Poisonous is this way that they amended infect the first time, and it's a combat damage trigger. When a creature deals combat damage, a trigger goes on the stack that says this player also gets this many poison counters.
I mean, some of the poisonous cards predate the infect cards, so I don't know if that it's amended
exactly. I don't know.
Yeah. Because I remember poison from like the dark or something.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So,
I'm not old enough. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not really a fixed infect, I think, was a fixed poison.
Swamp was a fixed poison. And then we went back.
And then they were like, wait, we fixed it too good.
Actually, it's broken now.
Yeah. Let's roll that back a little bit and go over those points. So the fact that it doesn't scale. So toxic doesn't scale with damage, meaning if a 2/2 creature with toxic 2, if Craig attacks me with it, he can give it a giant growth and make it a 5/5 creature. Mm-hmm. It'll still only apply the 2 poison counters to me.
Yeah.
However, it will deal 5 regular damage to me.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was a Glistener Elf,
yep,
and Craig swung at it with me and giant growthed it,
yep,
it now becomes a 4/4, but it deals 4 poison to me because it's a 4/4, but 0 regular damage.
Right.
Right.
So these two abilities are subtly different and good or worse in different ways, depending on the outcome of your deck. Because it's not strictly worse that the the regular damage also happens.
Right.
But it is kind of worse that it doesn't, like, if it's, it doesn't just work for giant growth. If you put a sword of feast and famine on it, that +2/+2 from the sword won't add to the amount of poison that you're granting. So that's a really, I think, big change. And the non-combat thing, like you mentioned, is also a really big change because, I mean, you died to infect, to me, from a Torwaki.
I died from regular damage.
Oh, was it?
Jimmy got infected.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
I died the old-fashioned way.
So Jimmy, I got Jimmy with a grafted exoskeleton on a Torwaki that was not attacking. It was the trigger. It was the If Torwaki had toxic, then that wouldn't matter. Yeah. Non-combat damage wouldn't do anything. Nekusar famously is a card that a lot of people put grafted exoskeleton on and, you know, kill people by wheeling or something like that.
Yep.
So that's kind of a big knock against toxic as far as it being as strong as infect. Mm. I think that one's big.
And the big difference between toxic and poisonous.
Oh, this is that, one I didn't even know.
Yeah. So poisonous is a combat damage trigger. When you deal combat damage, an ability goes on the stack. Toxic is closer to something like lifelink, and it just happens when the damage happens. So you can't stifle it. You can't respond to it. It just happens when damage happens.
That's kind of a big deal because there are a number of cards that are played in the format that will counter an ability.
Yep.
Right.
So there are ways where they think they're killing you with their poisonous creature,
yep.
And you can stop it. But toxic doesn't work that way. We got that wrong on an episode.
Yes, we mentioned it in the precon upgrade and said it wrong.
So sorry about that. We're fixing it now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wither thing. Wither's another ability that's similar to infect. In that, when a creature with infect deals damage to another creature in combat, or actually it doesn't even have to be in combat at all, it doesn't deal regular damage. It only deals damage in the form of -1/-1 counters,
right?
Which in my experience almost never comes up, but
because you just don't block it,
right? But toxic doesn't do that. It just deals the regular damage, and the toxic doesn't even matter in the combat against another creature,
right?
It just made first strike and double strike better in infect. Because you deal the damage first, you get the -1/-1 counters, and then when it hits, you get a minor, smaller thing.
That's an interesting thing, because toxic does work pretty well with double strike.
Yes.
In that if you have toxic 2 on your 2/2, instead of giant growthing it, you play some sort of combat trick that gives it double strike, team or battle rage or something like that.
Yep.
That will hit once, apply the 2 toxic, 2 poison, and then hit a second time and apply 2 more poison. So in some ways, it can scale with some combat tricks, some equipment. Not many, but
It's also cumulative too, right? So if you like put on the equipment that adds toxic 1 to a creature that already has toxic, it goes from say a toxic 2 to a toxic 3.
Yeah, that's really
which is another way to make that double strike even more potent.
Yeah, whereas if something has infect and you give it infect, that does nothing.
Right.
It already has that.
I hadn't thought about that either. So that's very interesting. Okay. So those are the differences kind of the big question from all of that.
Yeah.
Weighing the differences in a vacuum, not talking about specific cards, is toxic worse, better, weaker, stronger than infect? I think poisonous we can kind of leave to the side as like its own thing, and it's not on as many cards. But really the question is like, and you're Mr. Infect, Craig, you know, how do you feel about toxic as an ability? To me, it feels weaker.
It's definitely weaker, and it causes, you know, you'll have... It's weaker in the sense that you can't kill one person as quickly, but I think we've all seen a lot of games, like you just said, you lost to regular damage in that game, in that Torwaki game. And I think we've seen a lot of games where somebody will be really low on life, where somebody else is, say, over 40 life or something like that. So that's the creature, that's the person that you want to target with the infect, but you want to attack the other person with regular damage. You know, I think that there are definitely certain cases where toxic will actually be super beneficial in the commander format. You can also have the toxic creatures are also more reasonably costed as far as mana value. You know, infect creatures were typically, you know, 3 CMC for a 2/1 flyer or yada yada. Whereas these toxic creatures are much more what we're used to as far as power toughness and, you know, mana value.
Yeah, I think that's my... I think it's... Infect is much more powerful on its face, and you can do much scarier things with it. But I do think that design was a lot more lenient with Toxic. We're seeing a lot more of it. It's on more cards. It's on more tokens. So it's possible that it has a much bigger impact because it is less powerful, and they were less cautious about it in design.
Yeah, you really can't make another 2-mana Infect creature that has at least one power, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that because in combination with Glycerol, for you probably ruin other formats, but also just becomes the redundancy comes too much.
Right.
Whereas you can do that with Toxic. They don't stack as well with combat tricks and things like that. I like what you said there, Craig. I didn't really thought about it too much about the regular damage mattering in certain instances. Kind of like mill almost, where like if you mill a player for 40 cards, you did nothing to them.
Yeah.
All the cards you played that caused them to mill for 40 cards didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you hit a player for 20 damage, it doesn't kill them, but that matters because another player, it only now needs to deal 20 to them. Mm. So yeah, you can be in these instances with Infect where you're like, okay, if I could deal 10 in one blow, somebody's at 7, somebody's at 40. You really want to go after the player that's at 40 because it's easier to then kill the player that's at 7. Whereas with a Toxic Creature, you'd be like, cool, I'll just deal 7 regular damage to them and then I'll save my Infect kill for the 40 damage player, because you don't want to be in a situation where like the 7 life player is the threat, but it's inefficient for me to use my Infect on them.
Right.
Right.
So yeah, that's a cool kind of upside to the Toxic. And I found that in Limited, because obviously we haven't played with these cards a lot yet in Commander. Sets just come out. We've gotten to play Limited a few times where like the Toxic a lot of times doesn't matter. You just end up hitting them enough. If you're getting through with your Toxic Creatures, it means you're hitting them. And a lot of times you're like, how much poison are you at? 7. You're at 4 life though.
Yeah.
I'll just kill you with regular damage. Yeah.
I don't need to worry about this. What am I doing?
Okay. So I think we all agree that Infect in a bubble is stronger, but there's a place for the Toxic stuff. It opens up some flexibility and some other things maybe that Infect didn't give you.
Yeah, Infect was, you know, it was really a glass cannon before, and they really gave it a lot of workable pieces, I think, in this set.
So that's scary to me because...
It is.
Because I was hoping we'd just be like, yeah, it's way worse. We're done here.
No.
And no, that's not the answer. Okay.
They really, yeah, I think that's the big thing that Albion added to Infect strategy is just sort of raised the floor of it a little bit. It took it from, like, Infect strategies often had to play so many bad cards.
Yeah.
Like, it's a 2-mana 2/2 with no evasion, but it has Infect. And that is no longer the case. Like, I don't think you have to run the same number of those because they've added so many cards to just incidentally proliferate or incidentally give all players poison counters.
Yeah, and they've also added some cards that just pay you off for there being some poison on your opponents.
Yeah.
So that kind of gives you some more sort of long-term value options, which, like you said, Glass Cannon, the old Infect decks that you used to play against us, Craig, were very much like, either I knock you out in like the first 5 or 6 turns, or I'll never win.
Or I'm dead. Yeah.
Because by turn 6 or 7, whoever's left, they can, like, I've used all my bullets.
Right.
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, well, let's talk about what all will be one added to the mix here as far as like the cards we think are good enough and we'll probably see play in Commander. And then we can kind of judge, you know, is that enough to kind of tip the scales on the current poison count number in Commander, that 10. Because, again, we're trying to address that question of should we go to 15, should we go to 20 poison counters required to knock players out? So what do we get that's on your radar from All Will Be One?
For me, you know, I really think White Sun's Twilight is going to be, you know, they really went hard into the go wide strategy for Infect, you know, and these mite tokens with Toxic One. White Sun's Twilight.
We're all
going to
be doing
that. Yeah, I know, right? Seems to be the strongest in this as far as Commander, because you just put two white and X into it and you create X mites. And, you know, there's so many token doublers out there now and stuff like that, that go-wide strategy could be very potent.
Yeah, it's white and X for a sorcery. You gain X life and then create X 1/1 colorless Phyrexian mite artifact creature tokens with Toxic One, and they say this creature can't block. And then it says, if X is 5 or more, destroy all other creatures. Yeah. That part's really bad here because...
It's a very real threat.
Yeah, if you bump like 10 or 12 into this, that means destroy all other creatures. Somebody's probably dead if you untap now because they're not going to be able to get, you know, 4 creatures out to block all your mites.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So...
If X is 10 or 11, that's a lethal threat on its own in Infect.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. Yeah, these mites go a long way. I mean, especially, we talked about it a lot when we talked about Vishgras, but there's a commander that makes 3 tokens just on its face. And blinking this thing means that there's a chance to go wide enough that you cannot block all of these tokens.
Yeah, so the mite tokens might be a thing that increases the win percentage of poison-based strategies a little bit. They don't... It's great. I love what design did here, interestingly, because they don't scale with things like Triumph of the Horde and Grafted Exoskeleton and our traditional, like, you know, Infect killers that we're used to, and that kind of upset people, I think, and are part of the reason they want to raise the amount. Like, mites don't care about Triumph of the Hordes. Like, it doesn't... I guess they do.
It helps a little bit.
Makes them 2/2s with Trample and Infect, and then also and a Toxic also One, so they'll leech it for 3 Infect.
But they would have to be getting through already, which means the person's probably dead. Right, we didn't talk about that with the Toxic and Infect thing, but if you can give Infect to a creature with Toxic... They both will happen. You'll get the Toxic plus the Infect. So, okay. I didn't mean it didn't matter. I just meant, like, it doesn't really make Triumph of the Hordes that much better than it already is. Because if you just made... You know, if you just use White Sun Zenith and just made a bunch of tokens and then cast Triumph of the Hordes, not that different than casting White Sun's Twilight and casting Triumph of the Hordes. So it doesn't make Triumph of the Hordes necessarily any better than it would be. It's just any token maker would have been good with Triumph of the Hordes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. That was my point. Too many White Suns. It's a little confusing. All right. So
Triumph of the Hordes is good. So I think that's the takeaway.
So the mite creators seem like they might be good. What else is some stuff that's on your radar?
A big thing that All Will Be One added was proliferate support. And something that Commander players have always been hungry for. I think we've played a lot of bad cards because they say proliferate on them. And there were 18 new cards added between All Will Be One and the Commander decks that say proliferate on them. Some of them are not quite as scary as Flux Channeler and the Landfall one, Evolution Sage. But can still do a lot of proliferation.
They do it for low CMCs too, or low mana values. And they have, a lot of them are sorceries or instants that have an effect and then proliferate as well. So, you know, as far as filling in other strategies of Infect, they go in a lot of decks, which was really cool.
Yeah, I think a good example of that is Unnatural Restoration. This is a 1 and a green for a sorcery. It says, return target permanent card from your graveyard to your hand, proliferate. So that is an on-rate regrowth with a proliferate stapled to it.
Yep.
It can kill a player and buy back a permanent.
You're basically giving up the ability to get an instant or sorcery back for the proliferate.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Seems like a pretty good deal.
Seems okay.
If you want the proliferate. Craig, let me ask you, how in Infect, you know, strategy decks, how important is proliferate? Like, how big a component of the deck is it?
Before one, it was literally the most important strategy because you're typically able to get 2, 3, 5, 7 Infect on somebody, but the last couple are always really tough. So like Karn's Bastion is incredible because every turn you have this threat, as long as you have 5 mana, you're going to keep proliferating. And these people, it's tough to get rid of that land, right? So proliferate was a a game-ending strategy. It was an end-game strategy that you almost needed to use in a lot of Infect wins.
Okay, so the fact that we're adding so much Proliferate is a big deal for the Infect strategy.
It's huge.
Would you say it's a bigger deal than the amount of Toxic cards we're getting?
I personally think it is at this point. I think there are certain Toxic cards that are interesting looks at, but I think the Proliferate is actually the bigger gun brought to the table here.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, my worry, and you named them, Flux Channeler and Evolution Sage, yeah, are the cards that allow you to proliferate, you know, 5, 6, 7 times in a turn if you've got some setup.
Right.
A one-off proliferate doesn't tend to be as scary. Is there anything you think on that caliber in this set?
I think the closest thing we got is Norn's Choir Master, which isn't as good as, yep, Flux Channeler and Evolution Sage. But Norn's Choir Master is 3 white-white for a 5/4 flying first strike. Whenever a commander you control enters the battlefield or attacks, proliferate. So you have to be blinking, you have to be have extra combat steps, but a couple of blinks. So this, I mean, Norn's Choir Master could be as many as probably 3 proliferates in a turn realistically, which isn't as scary as a Flux Channeler, but is probably on tempo with a Evolution Sage.
Yeah, I mean, Evolution Sage, you often get like 2 fetches.
Right,
yeah. And
right.
Then it's 4.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to do that. Yeah. So yeah, this is, okay. All right, well, that's scary.
Yep, no problem.
Proliferate stuff is scary. All right, so our next question is, you know, how is Poison different now? How do these cards change Poison strategies? You know, did All Will Be One actually improve Poison by that much, do you think? Like, let's say, percentage-wise, is it 10% better than it was, do you think, Craig? Is it 5? Is it 20?
I think they've made at least 5 cards that you could slot into almost any Infect deck if you had it, because they added a lot to every color. They added a lot to white. You know, they added a lot of these cards didn't have enough Infect creatures. Mm. Colors didn't have enough Infect creatures to really fill that out. And so, you know, they've added a lot of answers too that were very necessary. Early drop creatures to help you from being attacked. Other preventative ways of helping you from being attacked. And I would say it's probably 20 to 30% better.
Oh my God. So much.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's so much better. But I mean, yeah, if you're adding 5 new cards to every Infect deck, that's
and you figure like a lot of the, like, they say there's 65-ish cards,
yeah,
per deck that aren't lands, right?
Right.
And 20 of those or so are removal, ramp,
right,
normal stapley stuff. So yep. Yeah. So 5 cards would be like 1 in 40 of the remaining cards or so. Mm-hmm.
And that's I think that's maybe
more
a
like
light
10%,
number.
But still,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think you may be closer to 10 cards and certain ones. You know,
the strength of a card also matters, not just the number, right?
Absolutely.
So if those cards are very strong, it could change it by 20% or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But to your point, you know, they have made a on mana value cast that you get a regrowth effect plus the proliferate, you
right,
know, and they did that with a lot of different effects. So, you know, you may be playing a card that doesn't have an advantageous effect for, you know, the Infect strategy, but has an advantageous effect for, I get to regrow this, but now you get to slot that in for the new card, that now you get your old strategy plus this added bonus.
Right, it didn't change your deck really because you
right,
already had a regrowth.
Right.
But now it just adds another like Infect support card.
Exactly.
Without,
yeah, it's a ton of synergy.
Mm-hmm.
Adding those like good stuff pieces that we've seen before and stapling a proliferate or making them better if you've poisoned somebody with the corrupted mechanic is huge. I mean, that adds a ton of support. That raises the floor so much.
Right. Also, you bring up a good point. These corrupted cards that give you these payoffs for other people having Infect counters.
At least 3, right?
There's, mm-hmm, you know, there at least 3 Infect counters. Those have typically big payoffs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those payoffs will definitely help in the long run, especially if they're stacked onto a creature with Toxic or something like that, where you can, you know, further your Infect strategy, but also get this payoff.
So here's the question. Is... It does All Will Be One make Infect good enough to change the poison rule?
Yeah, should we move it from 10 counters needed to knock somebody out to 15 or even 20? Or, you know, I guess it doesn't have to be round. It could be 12.
Yeah.
It could be 14. Do you think that is warranted?
Or does it change it just enough that Infect is now a viable strategy to kill the whole table?
Yeah. I mean, I think Mr. Infect's probably not going to want the rule change.
Yeah.
But let's get your perspective on it.
I think that it doesn't change it enough to make it, you know, to make it something that we should raise, but it does make it a more viable strategy in the sense that before it was honestly like it was a tier three, tier four. Like what infect deck was anywhere near tier one or two?
I don't think I've ever seen an infect deck kill the whole table.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've had it happen maybe twice out of 40 tries.
Yeah.
And way more than 40. You're right.
It's 40 tries just against me.
It's true. And so, you know, I think it takes it to the level where it's playable now. You know, I think you could have a strategy where, and again, I don't think you're going to kill everybody with infect. I think you're going to kill two people with regular damage and one person with infect, but it makes you able to get to the late game better. Mm-hmm. You know, before it was, you'd be out of cards, you're putting everything into this early game. And, you know, I think this really helps fill out the bones of the infect strategy to make it a more substantial, playable deck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think, so what you're saying is like, yeah, it got 20% better or whatever. That, I mean, we're just making up numbers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It got better, but who knows by how much. But it wasn't that good before.
Yeah.
Right.
And my experience, I would say, mirrors that in that the infect as a strategy, as a theme, was never a very strong, as far as winning the game thing. Well, it's very good at knocking out one player pretty early, and then it's very bad at being victorious in the end.
And that's why it was designed as a 1v1 strategy.
Yeah.
When it was designed, Commander wasn't really being supported by Wizards. They were supporting their, you know, their competitive structure. And in a 1v1 format, it makes sense. All of those infect, you know, caveats make a lot of sense. It's high CMC, but the payoff is high. Whereas in Commander, you have to kill three other players, if not more. You know, we've seen games of five players and whatever. And so it's very hard to, in an aggro strategy, kill more than one player quickly. And this definitely helps you, again, get to that late game where you can be a more formative opponent.
Yeah.
You don't see very many infect decks that are dedicated to it. What you mostly see is Grafted Exoskeleton or Triumph of the Hordes.
Right.
And Triumph of the Hordes, in my mind, is a very powerful card, but it kind of is in the Beastmaster Ascension, Craterhoof Behemoth slot. Totally.
Yeah.
You don't have to have dedicated infect to run it.
Yeah.
You just run it as a card that's a finisher that will just work with whatever creatures you got if you're just making a lot of creatures. So those don't tend to be infect decks. I think what you're saying is like now a deck that is like, I have a lot of cards that say poison in some way on them, and I can put this in a deck now, and that deck might be viable.
Right.
Not necessarily like I'm going to cast Triumph of the Hordes in a different way or something like that. Yeah.
Like how different is Triumph of the Hordes from Overwhelming Stampede? It just really isn't that different.
They're both good. They'll both kill
they're
people.
They're both great.
But it's not the poison part of it.
That is the broken part.
Yeah.
I would actually propose that, you know, as a please don't raise it
but is Sheldon Henry.
I mean, honestly, I think banning Triumph of the Hordes would be a more effective way of achieving the goal than raising the number of poison counters. And I say that as it's my favorite card, please don't ban it,
but no,
Triumph of the Hordes is the problem.
But nobody's out there saying Triumph of the Hordes is broken and needs to be banned.
Yeah.
I think there might be people saying that.
Yeah?
I don't know. It's by far the strongest piece of that.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think the reason that people feel so strongly about infect is they've been that player who gets knocked out and has to sit.
Yes.
And here's the thing. Like, that's not fun.
Right.
But that happens in Voltron strategies. Yep. That happens in, like, combo decks that can only take out one person. That is a thing that happens in Commander, is one person dies early and they get stuck. And that just happens in games. And I don't think that's infect's fault. And I actually think that Albi-1 improves that. I think it, because they've added so much proliferate, because they've added these go-wide strategies, they've made it possible for infect to take a whole table out rather than focusing down on one person and getting out of the game until you're like, okay, there's only two. Here we go.
So now the infect deck might act like other decks where they go, hit you for a little, hit you for a little, hit you for a little, and then later in the game, that little bit of, you know, corruption I caused you, I will increase and kill you all. Rachel, you don't have to sit there for an hour watching us.
Yeah, they really changed the pacing of what a poison deck looks like. And I think that's actually beneficial. Like, it makes the strategy more powerful, but it also makes it more social for Commander, which is a huge win.
I like when there are some aggro strategies that can be played that you have to adjust for, too, because I don't think we would want necessarily a format where there wasn't anything that could come out of the gates fast that you had to be scared of, because you would build your decks in ways. I mean, we've talked about this on the show, how a lot of things we hear out there, we don't worry about as much in our playgroup because Craig taught us very early, like, you can't just not have anything out there on turn two and three. And so, you know, we would play two drop creatures and, you know, scavenging oozes and things like that are in the early days because, hey, just having something that can block makes Craig attack the other person and then I don't die first and then maybe I can win the game. And I like that. I like having to think about that. And I think if there's just no aggro strategies that are viable, then you just always play the same. You know, your deck has to be built to be like, well, I don't have to do anything for it till turn three or four. But now just thinking like, okay, you know, I want to do X, Y, and Z, but what if they do that? I have to adjust for it.
Yeah.
I like that give and take.
Yeah, I think you can start sprinkling in. I think infect decks are going to become more toxic decks with the sprinkling of infect creatures for that major payoff. Because of all this corrupted and everything, I think we'll, and these go wide strategies, these high CMC, low power creatures don't make much sense in a deck like this, other than a payoff. If it's like has evasion or something like that, and you have a way to pump it, but.
Yeah.
So just to be clear, Rachel, do you think the poison rule should be changed?
No, I don't think so. Especially not before we've seen this in the wild at all. But I'm honestly, like, I'm an aggro player. I'm excited to see more decks that are trying to hit people with combat damage. And I think, if anything, we should want to bolster an aggro strategy like you. I think aggro is a good thing for the format, and every format should have to deal with combat and control and aggro, and it makes the format healthier if we're worried about being attacked.
Yeah, and I'm not an aggro player.
Yeah.
And I still agree
that
it's good when aggro is at least a viable strategy. Okay, let's move on here to, and yeah, I don't want to change it if that wasn't clear.
Yeah.
I don't think it does, but there's a world where if they kept doing this, and I think they know because they don't do it very often.
Yeah.
But if they brought back Infect and Toxic again and added, you know, another 20%, another 20%, there is a world where it could become good enough that we would need to maybe adjust the amount of poison counters just to keep up with the life total change of 40, just to sort of keep the same cohesive theme to the format.
Oh, that makes sense. I mean, it is an alternate win con. It is nice how it's one of the only ways of getting somebody who, say, has a life gain deck or something like that, who's out of control, of actually getting them out of the game. And I think that's advantageous.
Without comboing off or something. It is worth saying, I think we talked about it off camera, but I think if anything that we're afraid of, it is not the more infect cards, it is the proliferate cards.
Yeah.
The more proliferate cards there are, the scarier this kind of strategy becomes, and that is not infect's fault. That is the amount of proliferate cards. So that's where I will keep my eyes on before these infect decks.
All right, cool. To the listeners, what do you all think about the poison counter rule? Do you think they should raise it to 15 or 20? Did All Will Be One make poison too powerful? We know what Craig thinks.
He's like, no, it's perfect.
We should lower it to 7, maybe 6. I'm
just sitting at the comments like.
Craig 1, Craig 2. Yeah. Craig.
This is weird.
He doesn't even change his name. I don't know what he's doing. Mr. Infect, Mr. Toxic, Mr. Poison.
Oh. Those are probably all different people. All right, everybody. If you want to get your hands on any of these toxic cards, if you want to try your hand at maybe a poison or infect deck, I think there's been no better time than right now.
Do it.
Yeah. Go to cardkingdom.com/command. The All Will Be One cards are all there. You can buy them as singles. You can buy booster boxes, this cool foil bundle thing, all the old infect support cards and proliferate stuff that's already existed. Cardkingdom.com/command really is the best place to go to get all your magic product, because it all comes in one package. So when you order that entire deck, you put the whole list in there, and you don't get like 20 different pieces of mail over the course of multiple weeks. You get one package all at once. You add your lands, you shuffle up the deck, and you can play it right away. That is a really big deal. So that's one of the reasons we love Card Kingdom.
Yeah, especially if you have a small mailbox, like me. All the envelopes come crammed in there. They just stuff them. But it's handy because ultrapro.com/command sends packages, and they don't push them in my mailbox. They'll just put them
outside
my
door
in a box. So civilized. You can get all of the best sleeves and deck boxes and play mats with your favorite officially licensed magic art. Get some for the new set. There's this foil Jace play mat is amazing. They've been releasing Secret Lair play mats with art, and it's very limited edition. So keep an eye on ultrapro.com/command to make sure that if a Secret Lair that you love comes out, you know if there's a play mat that matches, because the kitties one, the kitty from Unfinity went so fast, and I'm very sad. And
I mean, that stuff goes super fast. A lot of times crazy. I look at it and I'm like, oh, cool, click on that. And it's like, no, gone. That sold out days ago. Yeah. That's
you 15 are too minutes. Slow. Yeah. Join the newsletter at ultrapro.com/command.
You also get really good deals on the newsletter that come through too, which I really like. Yeah. It's definitely worth it.
Complete that battlefield.
Complete your battlefield. All right. You've been working on that. You're working on the marketing team.
About it for a while. Yeah. All
right,
waiting
thanks,
for my moment.
Big thanks to our amazing team here at the Command Zone. Damon Lenz, Arthur Meadowcroft, Lady Danger, Manson Lung, Josh Murphy, Jake Boss, Jordan Pridgen, Sam Waldo, Grav Galati, Jamie Block, Mitch Trafford, Evan Limburger, Gabriel Pozos, Megan Yip, Eric Lim, and of course, Jimmy Wong. This time, that was all accompanied by dancing, which has never happened before either. So thanks, everybody. Thanks for watching. Don't change the impact, please.
It's fine.
Agreed. Yeah. All right. Peace.
Thank you for your attention. For further inquiries, send an email to commandcast@rocketjump.com or ask us on Twitter @JFWong and @JoshLeeKwai. See you later, alligator.
Greetings, humans.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.